Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Burt Show.
All right, let's move on to Am I the A-hole? Because is she the A-hole for ditching her friend because she just doesn't like her boyfriend? Mo's got the email.
Hi, friends. I love y'all so much, I call y'all my friends. And now I need your advice. I am currently living in Mexico, and 7 years ago, I moved from Mexico City to a smaller city in northern Mexico. I was super lucky to find a group of mommy friends that were accepting and cool of me and my neurodivergent son.
Neurodivergent son?
Yeah.
Like, so you have neurotypical and neurodivergent, ADHD or autism, something like that.
Gotcha.
One of the friends in this group started dating a guy, and she introduced her daughter to him almost immediately. I personally wouldn't, but that is not my business. Less than a year into their relationship, I want to say 8 months, they moved in together. Here's where my problem starts. She moved out of the house she shared with her partner 4 months later. At a gathering we had, she was telling us why and started bawling because she said he told her he doesn't really feel comfortable with her daughter and basically he doesn't like her. She didn't say why, but she would lose sleep thinking he would kick her out of the house because of how her daughter acts. To be fair, her daughter does have behavioral issues, due to the fact that she has experienced a tremendous amount of loss in her short life. Now, I want to unfriend her because she got back with this dude. He was clearly expressed he doesn't like her daughter. And I know the little girl knows he doesn't like her. I cannot get over how this will affect this little girl, and now I cannot stand the guy. Also, everything my friend does is starting to annoy me. I don't want it to come across that she needs to date who I say, but I cannot get past seeing her cry and express all that's said about her child and pretend that I am cool with this guy. So am I the a-hole? Thanks for your wise words.
Yeah, you got to be really careful who you're sharing info with, man, because it can't help but affect how they're going to look at your significant other for sure, right?
I have multiple friends with neurodivergent kids, and they love their children, and they only look at their children as blessings, as they should. But it can be a difficult road. I mean, there are struggles and there are hurdles, and it can be really hard, and it can also be really lonely, especially if you're a single parent, which one of my friends is. So because I have this background information and I know this, when I'm looking at this story, I think she really needs a friend right now, okay? I'm not saying you hang out with this dude. And if she talks about him, I say you shut that down. Be like, listen, I want to be your friend. I want to be here for you and for your kid. I don't like this guy. I don't like the fact that he doesn't like your kid. I don't think you should be with him, but I'm going to support you. But I can't hear about him. I think if you establish those boundaries and be like, I'm going to respect you and your decisions. Hopefully you can respect my decisions, but I don't want to abandon you in your hour of need. That's what it feels like to me.
How about y'all?
Yeah, I completely agree. You can't abandon your friend at this time. And I get it. And this is coming from like a much different scenario. But like, when my friends are dating stupid dudes, I don't want to talk to them either. But you can't abandon her when she's a single mom. She doesn't have the support system that most moms have if they have a partner or maybe if they have family in their life. And even though this guy sucks, I don't think it should affect your relationship. I mean, this could be temporary. I mean, she might be able to finally get out of this relationship, hopefully in the near future. But if she doesn't, you got to be there for her to walk her through that decision. And I think she'll really appreciate that looking back.
My opinion on this has changed as I've gotten older. When I was younger, I felt as if when my friends were in this situation, if I actually pretended, or I guess to like the person, and I felt like I was enabling it if I supported it. But as I've gotten older, I realized you're not necessarily supporting the person, you're supporting your friend. So I feel like you can express your concerns. I don't think there's anything wrong with that, but that's something I would do once. And then once that's out the way, from that point on, there will be nothing left for me to do but try to support as best way as I can, because I feel like she needs that.
Yeah, this is going to be a boring segment because I think we're all on the same page. I mean, look, a friend is a friend. If it's a really good friend, you got to be there for crap like this, right? I do think Kristen is right that at some point or another, you're allowed to put up that boundary and go,
totally.
I'm getting so frustrated here. If you and I are going to be friends here because you're not taking my advice and I just can't be a sounding board anymore. Mm-hmm. You're driving me crazy and you're not doing anything about it. So I'm here for you, but we got to put up a boundary around this conversation. I think that's the only way to do it.
And I don't think you're an a-hole. I mean, nobody wants toxicity in their life. I get that. I do feel like your friend's in a very unique situation with the cards she's been dealt. And I think be supportive. Now, if it goes too far, like if it gets super, super toxic, then I do not begrudge you for like bowing out of the friendship. At a certain point, you should only be able to withstand so much.
The Burt Show.